The 2015-2016 season at the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus is just a few weeks away, and director Hollis Ashby will be inaugurating a new family and theater series and expanding the number of events and performances, as well as offering first looks at new productions. The season is 22 events, opening with the Barry Harris Trio in the Jazz Master Series in partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of Easton. Director of the Williams Center for the Arts, Hollis Ashby.
Barry Harris, one of the jazz artists that has an amazing acclaim among his peers and among young people because he's been so generous with his knowledge and enthusiastic about supporting young musicians as well. Barry Harris was a pianist who emerged from the Detroit area, then made his way to New York, spent a lot of time with Max Roach, Thelonious Monk, Coleman Hawkins, and he has become one of the stalwarts of the bebop era. He's going to perform with his trio. What is really exciting for me, too, is that he's bringing two young musicians who are recent Thelonious Monk competition winners, John Irabagan on saxophone, and Marquise Hill, who is a really young, exciting trumpet player.
This is a great idea, the idea of having three or four stalwarts, you know, the older lions of the jazz era, and him bringing in these two young people that maybe people know about them, maybe they've only heard of them, but the idea of hearing these two schools of jazz melded together, and this is going to be a program
honoring the late Mulgrew Miller, who was himself a pianist and, of course, a resident of Easton. So on any given day, being able to hear Barry Harris and his trio play would be amazing. And you could then attend a John Irabagan concert and say, wow, what a night of that. And to have Marquise join these guys, too, is going to be really exciting. So I have to say that's a triple bill. And certainly any attendee would get a very good value for their dollar.
Also this year in the jazz programs. And nice also that the Jazz Master Series often is new styles of jazz, older singing styles for, you know, like you said, the bebop era or perhaps the swing jazz era, that you get a great Whitman sampler of the many different flavors.
That's
of
a good way to put it.
What can be in the jazz scene, yeah. And you have a singer coming in that also sounds like it's going to be very exciting.
Cecile McLaurin-Salvant.
Yeah.
Now, she also was a first place winner of the Thelonious Monk competition a few years ago. She's only 25 years old. She has an amazing sound. I think she probably has a genius IQ. She's also an artist and a poet. She has dual American and French citizenship. And it's so exciting to see someone who is that young, who has a very clear idea of where their talent lies and where they're going to take it. So really, it'll be amazing to see where she goes after this. But she has a very mellow, buttery sound, but that can be quite moving when she wants it to be, and it could be very subtle as well.
She has quite the pedigree here, seeing the Jazz Album of the Year, female vocalist, rising star jazz artist, rising star female vocalist.
I feel really quite fortunate that she's coming to Lafayette. Make no mistake, she has a very distinct character of her own. And you will say, when you hear her, you'll think, this is the next one. This is the one I'm going to follow and see where her career takes her.
Was this somebody that you were very excited to bring this program this year?
Very excited.
And then also you have Bill Goodwin.
And Bill Goodwin actually will be our Pesky Artist in Residence this year. He'll be teaching for the whole year in the music department. We have a great jazz program at Lafayette College. Then his concert is in February with his ensemble. He is calling it the Bill Goodwin Experience. And knowing someone who has had so much experience, both in straight ahead jazz and improvisation, it's going to be a very exciting night and a wonderful way to chase away the winter blues. And then Bill Sharlop rounds out the season. Also, our whole year is sort of a consideration of the jazz keyboard. That's our tribute to Mulgrew Miller. Yeah. And Bill and Mulgrew were very good friends. Bill Sharlop, this is a great occasion to hear him on his own without an ensemble. And I think every once in a while, I'd like to take a jazz artist out of their quintet, quartet, or trio element just to hear them perform on their own. So I'm really excited to have Bill Sharlop come.
Hollis Ashby, director of the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus, where they kick off the 2015-2016 season with the Barry Harris Trio and special guests Marcus Hill and John Abergon in their tribute to the late Mulgrew Miller, presented as part of the 28th Annual Easton Jazz Festival in association with the Boys and Girls Club of Easton. More information at williamscenter.lafayette.edu, and the box office number for more information is 610-330-5009. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY.